This has been a very busy time here to close out the month, and a lot of the conversations and really activities have dealt with the Santa Fe Trail and its 200-plus anniversary. How have things gone here so far, and what's coming up?
Actually, they've gone quite well. We had our first presentation last night here at the History Center, had a really good crowd. Jan Houston did a really good job of talking about the Santa Fe Trail. And then tomorrow, on Thursday, April 28th, at the North Lyon County Museum in Admire, we'll be recreating the program about the Santa Fe Trail. So that starts at 7 at the North Lyon County Museum in Admire. So that should be fun, very informative. And as many of you may not know, the Santa Fe Trail actually went through the northern part of Lyon County. So and include that historical fact into our conversation.
Well, and you'll be able to see firsthand, have an opportunity to see firsthand part of that Santa Fe Trail, North Lyon County, with a bus tour you have this weekend, right?
Yes, so on Saturday, April 30th, we will meet at the Admire Community Center, and we will go on a bus ride, and this bus will take us down the old gravel roads, and you can actually see some ruts from the wagon trails that went through here 200 years ago. So that should be exciting. And we'll also be talking about there was a famous judge in North Lyon County, Judge Baker, who involved a gentleman named Bloody Bill Anderson. That story will be told as well. And there's some artifacts from an archaeological dig that we'll be talking about. So should be a good time for everyone. So yeah. Thursday, April 28th and Saturday, April 30th, talking about the Santa Fe Trail.
And what's the cost of the bus tour?
The bus tour is, and I don't have that on my notes, but my lovely assistant will tell me as soon as she gets here that it's going to cost...
25?
I think 25. I am so sorry. I completely blank. Bus tour, Lisa, is... How much does it cost?
$25.
There we go. All right.
Wow. It took a while to get there, but we got there.
Greg, I did have to ask here for folks that don't know the story, and I don't, for folks of you that, you know, don't want to give away the story, but this A.I. Baker, Bloody Bill Anderson connection is very intriguing.
It is very, very intriguing. Judge Baker was a North Lyon County individual who, was oftentimes at odds with his neighbors. He ended up killing Bloody Bill Anderson's father. Bloody Bill got his moniker Bloody by, in turn, killing the good judge, and then it went on from there. So it's a very fascinating tale that involves a lot of the history of the state of Kansas. So, and Bloody Bill right here from Lyon County. So we will be including that in our conversation, and it really is quite fascinating.
All right, so if you want tickets, you can stop down at the Emporia Lyon County History Center. And can you get those tickets online too, Greg?
Get those tickets online as well. So, yeah it's the bus is filling up. So if you're interested, get on the ball and give us a call or come on by.
Get on the ball. Give them a call.
I like that.
That's right.
That's the way to do it. Well, we had Emporia State Director of Choral Activities, Josh Donaldson, on with us earlier this week, and he was extremely excited about an evening of poetry, Greg, that will be happening this Saturday night at the History Center.
Saturday night, April 30th, here at the Lyon County History Center at 7:30. We will be having the ESU Chamber Singers, and they'll be performing Michael J. Trotta's A Breath for Ecstasy. And we will also be hearing some poetry of Sarah Teasdale and some other Lyon County connection poetry. Lisa will be doing some poetry work on that. Limited seating is available, but VIP tickets are $25. General admission tickets are $12. General admission members will get it to enjoy a drink and a signature cupcake, while VIP members will receive a full slice of cake, let them eat cake, drinks, and preferential seating overlooking the historic downtown area. All the proceeds from this will benefit us, the History Center, and the Spring 2023 ESU Choir Tour. So it should be an exciting evening. All of us get a little culture on Saturday night, and it should be fun and enjoyable. So come on down.
Boy, that sounds like a great time. And as I think, what is it, Josh said, that it's a fancy time for everybody.
Time, yeah.
Fancy time. Yeah. No casual time here. Fancy time.
Yeah, for details and tickets, you can always log on to exploreLyonCounty.org. Well, let's
exactly.
See. Yeah, we're not done yet. What May is coming up, and it's what, National Preservation Month, Greg?
May is, in fact, National Preservation Month, and we always try to participate in that. So we will be releasing new videos on our YouTube channel, and we will also have handouts available listing here at the History Center, listing every property on the National Register here in Lyon County. And along with that, we here at the Lyon County History Center are working on creating a local historic register. And so we will be finalizing those details in the upcoming weeks. But if you think you have an historic property, give us a call and we'll put it on our list to do some checking and we'll go from there. But it's just something that we want to do just to preserve the historical nature of Emporia and Lyon County.
Sounds good. What else you got cooking here, Greg, before we wrap things up?
Well, so in May, which is coming right upon us, we are going to reopen the Loretto Langley Kids Zone, and we have a new name for that, and so you'll have to come by and see what that new name is. But the Loretto Langley Kids Zone, we have a lot of assistance in remodeling that from the Emporia Rotary Club, the Earl and Seloise Souter Youth Assistance Fund, and the St. Patrick's Day Fund. So all new look, all new place for the kids to come and enjoy their stay here at the History Center.
All right, and how is the plant identification going out near the Howe House walking trails?
The plant identification is moving forward. Here soon we're going to be burning the field, as one does with your fields, and we're going to be doing that, and then we're going to be starting putting out markers indicating what type of wildflower or what type of native plant is out there in 18 acres.
Well, I like the way you have that set. The markers won't go in after the burn. That's why.
See, my idea was backwards, and so we're going to wait till after we burn.
Great idea. Good stuff. We appreciate it, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you both, and have a great day.
All right,
you
Greg too. Jordan, Executive Director of the Lyon County History Center. Plenty on their plate.
As always.
For sure. Yeah, it's going to be a great tour. That tour is going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on Saturday. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning on a Wednesday morning, day 27 of the month of April. It is 8:53.
Let's hear from Bill about his experience with Prairie Land Partners John Deere.
We have about 80 acres here.